The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, one of the metaphor that I've used so far this day is that of the journey, that we're moving along and traveling. And how we are is important more than the destination. And I hope that in teaching that this morning, that maybe you kind of investigate a little bit the how, and maybe you found a little bit different how to be here, that wasn't so concerned with the destination, but rather with the quality of your presence, the quality of your life right now. So the idea of a journey, so imagine there's a road, country road, and two people are walking along this road, and one of them is walking a little bit fast because there's a tiger after him, and it's, you know, snarling, and tigers have big teeth and claws. Looks dangerous. It's really needing to get away from the tiger. But the other person is carrying a really big rock. And, you know, she's not that strong, but it's a big rock. And she's like trying to make her way with this big rock down this road. So they're kind of going along and down the same road, the same direction. And then they come to, at the same time, they come, it turns out, the end of the road. And it's like a cliff. And the road continues, in fact, on the other side of the gorge. But the gorge is like, they look down, they don't even see the bottom. But the road continues over there. And there's this tiger coming. And this is not good news. And even if the person could leap across the other side, he certainly couldn't do it with this rock. And so what to do? The rock, I was carrying this rock, carried it for a long time. Tiger coming, standing there on the edge of the cliff. What would you do? So in this story, the tiger and the rock are the past. Some people, the past is the tiger coming to get them. The past has big teeth. And some people, the past is this huge rock. Carrying this rock. Carrying it. And then many kinds of rocks that people carry, but, you know, it's mostly old news. It's usually the past. You carry it along. And coming to the edge of the cliff, the road, is the present moment. So you know what that leaves for the future. It's stepping out off the cliff into the unknown. The future is always unknown. The next moment, the next day, the next week, the next month, we can imagine, we can predict what might come, but we really don't know. We really don't know. It's unknown. And if you really understand, if you kind of, how unknown it is, how much it's uncertain what's going to happen next, you have a variety of options. You can turn around and go back and face the tiger. But I can guarantee that when you fight that tiger, it's okay, because the tiger doesn't win. So that's okay. But you don't win either. No one wins. It just goes on and on, the fight. You could also pick up the rock and step back, go back. But you know, this rock, you know, your arms are aching. It's so hard. Life is hard with this rock. You know, is this really the best option? Keep that rock, keep it close. Some of these rocks are really big, so you're really well protected. You know, because they, people come along with slingshots and, you know, strike you and, you know, and just bounce those off the rock. It's really great. You're really safe, you know, from others, slingshots, but not from the rock. Oh. So that's one option. The other option, I guess it's just to stand there. But that's kind of static. That doesn't really do anything for you. The really only option that you'll take, whether you want it or not, whether you know it or not, is you take the step out into the unknown, out into that cliff with the 5,000-foot drop. Seems crazy, right? So when the Buddha was first born, they tell the story that he was willing to take those steps out into the unknown. And you know what happened to him? Lotus blossoms grew up underneath his feet and held him up. Isn't that nice? So then he took another step, and a lotus blossom came and held him up. No one has ever fallen into the pit, into that gorge. Somewhere or other, something comes along and holds us up. And sometimes, if you have enough trust, as you step into the unknown, and enough confidence and enough freedom and enough love and compassion and a feeling of safety, having discovered how to be safe in this world, then the amazing thing happens is, you know, remember there's the other side of that gorge that, you know, the road continues over there? Well, it turns out that that big wall over there and that road, if you really, just really trust, it comes over to you. And it's actually a short little step. Short step for you, but it's too far for the tiger to come. But you have to leave the rock behind. So the journey goes on. And part of this journey is how you are with every step. How you carry yourself, how you understand yourself, how you meet the next moment. But there is an aspect of the next moment that's unknown. It's unknown what's going to happen next. It's unknown what someone's going to say, what someone's going to do, what's going to happen. After all, we live, how far? 2 miles from the San Andreas Fault here. They just made a movie, apparently, about what's happening to us. You know, it's unknown what's going to happen, right? The unknown. And so is the unknown frightening for you? Is the unknown, you know, despairing for you? Is the unknown welcoming for you? Is the unknown something you're curious about? Or is the unknown just kind of, it's okay to take that step? The lotus blossoms will come and hold you up. What are those lotus blossoms? What is it that holds you up when you take a step into the unknown? And I think that the, you know, lotus blossom has a whole bunch of petals. And you can kind of see that each petal is a beautiful quality of heart that you have, that you can rely on to bring with you as you make that step. How you are.